Welcome everyone. I'll call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Orderville Town Board to order. We've got minutes and bills in front of us. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes and bills as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Any opposed? Motion carries. Public comment. This is the time for the public to comment on any issues they would like. If you're not directly related to one of the business items, this is the time to speak up. During the business portion of the meeting, will only the people who are directly involved in that business item will have the opportunity to speak. So, yes, please.
Where am I? You're on the agenda.
Right now.
Should I do it now?
She doesn't. Well, I mean, if you wanted to be part of it, but you're the one that's.
That's true.
So, I mean, I would say now,
Lynette. No. Okay. So. Jenkins oil is a pain in our neck, and they're burning all of the diesel out of the ground that was spilled, and it smelled like creosote so bad around our house and yard we couldn't open our windows or go outside for about 2 weeks. And then someone told Eric Jenkins that there was a problem, and suddenly they stopped, which is a good thing. But what's not a good thing is the fact that they can come in and do that without any notice and make it so miserable. And then I got on my little soapbox and I thought, we're in Orderville, and people look at us like we're in Orderville, and I don't want it to happen again. And I don't want him to think he can get away with the mess he's created. So that.
Okay.
I kind of brought my own solution, didn't I?
Thank you. Any other public comment?
I have another one. Sorry.
No, you're fine about that. Okay. Thank you. Not sure if this is the time to ask, but I was wondering if there was like any updates or anything that we heard from the engineer on the flooding on our road, or
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Streets and roads, when we talked about that, I was going to discuss that then. Is that okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to check in.
I'll just do the update then.
Perfect. Thank you.
Just one comment. I hate the new roads. I know about four kids that have been injured riding their bikes and scooters and things around town because of them. And so just for that reason, I hate it. But yeah. What's that?
I have one of those.
That's my only comment.
Very public comment.
Go ahead, Lynette.
So there appears to be a survey stake on the fence down between us and Sorensen with the pink flag on it. I don't know what it is or where it came from.
Orderville doesn't have any property down there. I don't know how.
Meaning you? You and Sorensen's.
But it's on our side.
Okay. I don't know. I know Mike is a steward is surveying the town. This is what he said to me today. He still needs to finish Main Street south of 200 south to Quarter Circle and Blossom Streets that are in the fields. I'm wondering if that's.
I don't know the street in my
Hayfield. Okay. Is it near a road?
No, it's right down by that old apple tree from the United Order.
Unless it's Mike, I can't imagine Mike's gone clear down there, so it must be something to do with the private landowner or something.
I was sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, the, your neighbors didn't know either? No, oh, that was going to be my next question.
I don't think it's my business. I do know around town.
I've seen them, but I just don't know what's going on there.
It might be part of UDOT's new trail network engineering that they're doing, but it's on the wrong side of the road for the trail. So
they got lost.
They might be trying
to find corner posts and ends and trying to figure out exactly where.
I have one last thing, and this is for the roads.
So sorry, guys.
The roads are all rocky, and I know that something's going to happen to make the rocks play away, and then you're going to paint it. I don't know the steps.
I don't.
But the walk that the school kids should have going down to the corner by the cemetery, there's no walk there. And I've got kids on scooters, like, I couldn't even look at that. It's all day long. So what I'm wondering is if the school can go and just do like a few sprays to keep the cars that are coming around the corner away from our kids, about 3 feet from the edge of the left side of the road over. Until the walkway gets done.
Are you talking on past the cemetery or?
No. Yeah, it's down to the cemetery. It's from the elementary school to the cemetery.
Doug and Leticia's strip.
And it's not going very fast, and every day I walk those kids, and the parents are coming around fast. So I stand out in the middle of the road, so hopefully they swing around. So far, so good. But I think the kids need a mark because they'll see a car and then they panic, and it's only natural that they go to Micah's side of the road because of the rules.
Yeah.
Until we come up with our own set. So I'm just wondering if it's okay if we do a temporary spray paint line to keep our kids in a safe area when
you're
going home.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine. I mean, it was really the school who painted it the first time, and so we agreed to repaint it, but
We got that new paint gun.
Burl's not here, so he knows kind of the timeline of getting the rest of it taken care of.
Did the land get put in our name? That was what was holding us up.
We're waiting on the cement blocks. We've got the documentation.
Okay.
But
and it's just the order of the cement blocks.
They're ordered. It's just we're
like
say Verl knows the timeline a little better, but
he said that we're about, I think he said 13th or 16th in line.
Oh, last time I talked to him, he said we were next.
Oh, so
it's probably. I think we're getting close.
Okay,
Close though.
Well, yeah, if you do something temporary, that's fine.
Yeah, all right.
But we're just, I mean, at this point in time, we're just waiting on the things we need to put it in place.
Sounds good.
Chris?
They called us this week and said they were starting on our set of blocks, but they only do one or two as they have extra concrete, so it'll be a while.
Okay, so definitely let's
think
about that. How wide of a piece are you doing for the kids?
Well, I've got them on those motorized scooters, so at least just 3 feet from the edge over, just to keep them out of the middle of the road.
Yeah. I mean, I don't carry them, I'm just curious.
Are you going to do it, or do you want me to?
You said the school. We have someone coming to paint the road. I don't know what his timeline is. But
I'll just get a handy-dandy paint.
Okay.
Out of my garage.
That sounds like a good thing for your custodian
to do that. Okay. So, Lynette, the kids been cautioned maybe to like walk their bikes until they can get to where it's not so rocky.
They walk all the way around, and then
when they get off,
I let them go because they go single file, and then I have a cute little first grade or kindergartner that's paddling, and you know how kids are, and she'll swing way out. But if there's a line, it'll remind her. Okay.
That might be good. Yeah. The other day when I went around to pick up, they're in the middle of the road.
Yeah, right, they are. And I'm hollering, to the left, go. That's not working.
They start dancing pretty soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Courtney?
Speaking of the new roads, is there any way we can get some, like, road base or fill-in on the road between, like, where the shop is? Heading into my parking lot, there's, like, huge holes. And then when we do get a lot of rain, it immediately floods over into there as well. But when they redid the road right there, they just did that middle section and didn't do all the sides. So getting into the parking lot at the shop is like, so possible for streets and roads to dump some road base in there. That would be great.
Are you writing a note, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, we'll go look at it and we'll see.
Thank you. Cool. All right, anything else? All right, moving on. Business item. Number one, discussion on America 250th opportunity, Kimberly.
so, as you know, I think Sean should actually be doing this presentation. But the way he's dressed, he's very... American
250 doesn't come around, but every 250.
Right. So next 4th of July is the America's 250 birthday, and President Trump has done some funding for each county that wanted to incorporate and create a committee. So our committee is meeting every month, so if somebody from Mon Valley wants to join the committee, I'm happy to invite you to the meeting. But we did get some funding. It doesn't go very far, but we do want to distribute it amongst some of the things in the county. So I have some funding that can go towards the 4th of July celebration next year. Like I said, it's not a lot to, you know, do a ton with, but it helps a little bit here and there. So anybody who's willing to come be on the committee, we're happy to have them, some funding available. And then also marketing. So if your town does any marketing for the 250, we want to include that in the county marketing. So send our way. They're asking us to do some events leading up to the celebration. So like Paul Revere's ride, you know, signing the decorations, Boston Tea Party. Any of those celebrations you guys want to do, even if it's just within your school. Like I know Kanata is like a Veterans Day thing. We're including that in our 250 celebration. You just have to think of what America means to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So, as far as a committee member, are you looking for someone specifically from the town board or just any community member?
Just community member.
Okay.
Yep. Anybody willing. Just once a month. Our meeting is about an hour-ish. Depends on how long I talk.
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Number two.
Where do you meet? You meet at the Knapp Center. It's usually the second Tuesday of every month in the evening.
All right, moving on. Number two, consider for approval denial a $2,000 donation for the 4th annual Halloween bash. Courtney?
Yep, we are in year four. Home strong. Last year we had, each year we kind of track our numbers as best we can, and our first year we started at 200. Last year we had about 350. This year we're anticipating like 425. So we're just asking for that money to help out with food and decor and all the things that go into it.
How much did we give last year?
$1,500.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we gave you $2,000 last year.
Okay. Did you?
Pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well then, great. I'm asking for the same.
Bounce houses. Did one of our bounce houses
die?
Yes.
One of our bounce houses.
Is it the one that she has?
No, not Tigger. Tigger's still alive.
Okay.
It was a
I dibs not running Tigger this year.
All right. So
are you wanting Tigger?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you might need to
right out and see if there was mold on it again. Did we get the mold taken care of last year, Chelsea? We did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the last place it was used, and it was inside.
Because we didn't use it on the 4th.
So okay. All right. Any other discussion, conversation about whether or not we're going to donate money for her, for this?
I'll make a motion.
Please.
I'll motion to approve the $2,000 donation for the 4th annual Halloween bash put on by Courtney Miller.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to donate $2,000 for the 4th annual Halloween bash. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mm-hmm. Motion carries.
And Courtney, when was this going to be?
The 29th.
Courtney, did you say you would leave that up for the teachers? I mentioned to Mary today. Mm-hmm. So you didn't say for sure on Thursday and Friday or just Thursday?
Either or. It's up to you, right?
Okay. She'll mention that tomorrow at faculty meeting. And I'll let you know.
All right, number three, consider for approval the following business licenses. We've got one from Chateau Family Rentals, Kobe Chateau, and then we've got a second one from Tracy Clark, Clark's Iron Hoof. One of them is Farrier. The other one is conditional use for a short-term rental.
Kobe and Bush Philip have already received their conditional use permit.
Right.
For that, so they are just getting their license.
Mm-hmm. I'll move that we approve the business licenses as presented.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the business licenses as presented. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Are you good if I vote on this? They're my neighbor.
Yeah, that's fine.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number four, nuisance complaint on Jenkins Oil property located at 375 West State Street. This is a written complaint. We've handled most of them in board meeting. Susan Esplin submitted it, so she will have some more insight. But I'll read this. Jenkins is burning something that makes a horrible kerosene smell. It's a terrible smell that comes and goes with the wind. There's been a smell since last Monday after trying to talk with Jenkins employees and finally talking to someone that admitted they are burning something and he would do something.
My husband actually made the phone calls and pursued this because it was keeping you awake at night. It was so bad. And then he talked to them. He said they would adjust. They said, this is what drives me crazy. He said, oh, well, we burned all through August and July and August, and nobody complained. And I'm going, why are you burning without a permit in August and July something like diesel? Anyway, and he said he would do something about it, and this, since he talked to them on Monday, it has been lessened, and I don't smell it, I haven't smelled it, but I just think that it's wrong to just come in and poison your neighbors with pollutants. If you look up burning diesel, you know, what is released when you burn diesel? It is a whole bunch of things that cause cancer. Carcinogens, and other things that obviously carry through the air because you can smell it. And it was frustrating enough for me that I did do a written complaint.
So, what are they? Do we know what they're burning? Are they burning off the stuff that spilled? Is that? Oh.
Okay, I'm here. Eric Jenkins called me and told me what the problem was. Now, you're all probably aware Eric or Jenkins had a leak. Ronnie came down, pulled all his soil out of the ground. The state has certain things they have to do to finish cleaning it up. Now,
okay, wait, I have a question. Why is the state cleaning it up?
The state makes Jenkins clean it up.
Okay, so is Jenkins cleaning it up, or is it the
okay,
state?
Okay, Jenkins hired this outfit that comes in. Okay. They've already been over here once. Mm-hmm. They was here 45 days. You didn't smell anything then that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Nobody complained.
Not in July, no.
When they was here 45 days ago. What happens is they put these probes in the ground, and it sucks the water out and the fumes out. The big truck you see in the back of the plant, there's a truck back there, it's got a furnace in it. It burns the fumes off. That's what you're smelling. Because the people that put it in there wasn't aware that it wasn't operating properly. They come over Monday and fixed it. It's, I asked Terry today. Terry said he hasn't smelled it since Monday. Now, they're supposed to come over every day and check it and make sure it's burning properly. So hopefully that problem's cured. But the state makes Jenkins do certain things to finish cleaning the property up. And these probes to suck the stuff out of the ground will rotate every so many months. They'll do samples, and then if it needs it, they'll come back and do it again. But the first 45 days, nobody complained. Now, Lisa and Tony both complained about it. And it finally took somebody to call the state to get a hold of Eric. Eric didn't know a thing until he got a hold of the contractors. They come over and reset it. I talked to Terry today after he got back from Salt Lake. And he said he hasn't smelled it since Monday. So hopefully that's fixed. If it's not, call me.
Okay.
And that way I can get a hold of
it. Yeah. Richard ended up talking to someone in California that was
right.
That wasn't Eric.
Right.
And he called and was very,
right. But Eric don't know what's going on over here. He just gets a hold of the contractors and they're doing what the state tells them to do. Mm-hmm. It's got to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
So, like I say, hopefully it's fixed, and these contractors will be more than they was. Mm-hmm. So if you have any problems, please get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, at least we know who to talk to. Richard went over and talked to Lisa, talked to Tony, and nobody would tell him anything.
Eric got right on as soon as he became aware of it. I don't know why Tony or Lisa didn't get a hold of Eric. I don't know.
Tony told me he called Eric.
Huh?
Tony called Eric, and he said.
Well.
Because that's who we went to.
Is Eric? Then the state got a hold of Eric. I don't know why.
I don't know.
And I don't either, but I hope it's cured.
Okay.
Thank you for that information. So. Anything more on that, Susan?
No, I just.
Okay, thank you. All right, number five, discussion on Riley Anderson property located at 169 North 100 West. Riley, you requested this to be on the agenda.
Yes, I did.
What would you like to share with us?
I would like to get some things clear to us where everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
So, first off, so we're all on the same page, I don't have an attorney, or have I ever talked to an attorney, or do I feel I need an attorney at this time? So wherever that's coming from, it's false information, it's just not true. And now I guess the issue. So, I didn't come here to fight and argue, but the simple fact of it is no matter how you look at it, no matter what you look up, there is no deeded easement or access through my private property. It doesn't really matter how long it's been there, a little bit of the history. J.H. paved it himself with his own money. Tried to resolve it, never got resolved. Kessling's tried to resolve it 3 times, still didn't get resolved. I brought it up as an issue quite a few times in the last 9 years, and it still hasn't been resolved. There's been talk of attorneys. I don't think it has to go that route. If it goes that route, the only people that are going to win that is the attorneys. It'll cost a lot more money to fight it than it will be just to settle it and figure something out. It's not as simple as just saying I own it and taking it. Griffiths has tried to do it with Jenkins. It took them 2 years, and Jenkins fenced them out. If they want to lock their gates, they can. And they had an easement. It happened another time down in Mount Carmel just a couple years ago with some other people. They ended up winning as well. Like, it's not as simple as just claiming it and saying it's mine. So before the town spends a whole bunch of unnecessary money on something that can be resolved with a little bit of conversation and negotiation, I think that's probably where we ought to go with it.
So we've had conversation, we've had some negotiation.
No, it was pretty much one-sided.
So what's the actual issue?
The issue is I keep getting threatened with attorneys and taking my property away from me, which I rightfully own it. You can't rightfully take it. It's my constitutional right as a landowner to do what I've done, and I haven't done anything illegal. Like, the right-of-way is put in the wrong spot. It's trying to be adopted because it was the easiest thing to do at the time instead of putting it where it's actually surveyed and needs to go. And if you have to move it, it's going to cost millions to move it versus a small amount just to get it out right, versus trying to fight in court, which is going to cost more than what I'm asking for as well.
Randy, would you come up and show me exactly where it is on this paper? This is your house, right?
This is my house.
And then this blue line is your property line.
Yes.
And this red line is the town right-of-way, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the part that we're discussing.
We're discussing all of it because
you're
wanting to take 85 feet by 33 feet versus just putting the road where it goes.
Which would be over here.
The simplest way would be to work something out and keep it versus as trying to fight and bicker like two-year-olds.
Yeah, but is it your idea that there is no, what is this called, prescriptive easement?
So you can try to prove prescriptive easement. They tried to prove that at Jenkins Oil, and they didn't win. They tried to prove that with Tate's in Kane County, and Kane County ended up having to back out because it's just not something that simple that can prove.
Well, I'm going to read this as a description of a prescriptive easement according to the state of Utah. A prescriptive easement exists by law, not by document. It is established through long, open, continuous, and public use, usually 20 plus years in Utah, not by recording anything. However, while no paper is required to have the easement, it is often smart to document or record it for clarity and protection. But that's just according to what I looked up for the state of Utah.
That's what it reads.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes. But is that, do you agree that that's about what we're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, you can even go with eminent domain too, but that's still something.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking at that either. I didn't look that up.
But it's not public access. That's right. What everybody tries to explain is public access. Well, it's not. From this point all the way up is private. And it's been a known fact for years it's private. And once in a while people come up through and watch the ball game, but 98% of the time they turn around right here in our driveway. It's like it's not a through anything. And mistakes were made a long time ago and it happened. And it's been trying to be made right ever since, and it's never been made right. And now you're saying, since we didn't make it right when it first was brought up, and then we didn't make it right the last three times it was brought up, now we're just going to take it. Well, that ain't right.
And does the road show up anywhere after your property?
No.
Yeah.
Sure does. There's a two-lane road that comes all the way up into the canyon.
But like a maintained road. Just to show that there's
the
a gap.
Road only goes, rural has been plowing and maintaining the road to this point where that little bridge is for, as
he
long
goes
as
across
he
the bridge too.
Well, he also
here.
Maintains mm-hmm. up through Hoyt's driveway, and he also maintains a few other driveways in town on town time equipment. So,
yeah.
But maintained and prescriptive easement.
But I also, as well, for the last 9 years, maintained. So,
maintained and prescriptive easement. It doesn't matter. All of these.
To claim prospective easement, you have to take the court, and it's not as easy as you may think. Mm-hmm.
Well, all of the 2477 roads that we've been battling with, the county and the state have been battling with the BLM and the Forest Service over, once they've been established for 20 years, 95% of the time the state and the county have been able to win those because it's been continuously used as a road for more than 20 years. And that's the case here. This has continuously been used as a road for long more than 20 years.
But it's not. It hasn't been used as a road. It's a dead end. That's what I'm
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you talk about these 2477 roads up on BLM property, some of them go out for half a mile and dead end.
But whether you want to play, well, like I said, I didn't come to fight hard.
Well, I agree.
And I can say rules all day long, just like you're saying rules all day long. Yeah. And regardless whether your name's on it, the church's name's on it, or you're trying to claim a prospective easement on it, the fact of the matter is after 7 years, regardless whose name's on it, I own it because I paid the taxes on it.
I have a question.
If we just say, okay, Riley, what do you want? What do you want?
Well, I want to keep my property, but if this will make it go away, I will sacrifice a little bit of it to make this go away so I don't have to go to court. But I just assume not have to. But the big picture is if it does go to court and say I do win, then you're spending millions to move everything when it can be resolved with, like I said, a little bit of conversation, a little bit of give and take, and just get it done.
I think it's pretty safe to say that none of us have a full legal understanding of where things sit legally. I mean, it seems like Riley understands it to a way that makes sense. We see it from a different point of view, to where if you read only specific things that you find online makes sense. I think it's well worth, if we don't want to try to go and negotiate and actually come out to some sort of an agreement, that we get legal counsel to actually even say where anything's at. Because I could argue my point all day long, I don't know. And I think for most of us, we don't have any real knowledge or background. So it's just our opinions that we're really arguing with, and the small facts that we can pick up. Because if you want to break something down, like what Riley said, it sounds like people have lost, even though they may have had some of the things that Susan read about. So if we don't want to try to figure out what would be a win-win and be able to keep both parties happy and negotiate, then I think legal counsel would probably be the best option.
It's never a win-win if you get attorneys involved.
It's a
correct. Yes, no, that's what I mean. That's what I mean, is if we didn't want to just negotiate with Riley and figure out what would satisfy him and allow everything to continue on as is to make him whole, to get the road, then I think, I mean, we don't know what to do.
And
legal counsel is probably the best way to not go down the wrong road or do something that we would regret.
So wasn't there a precedent already set on that road? Two landowners received a bunch of property.
They did receive, 33 feet of property.
That says something. I mean, why isn't Riley as good as the other two people were?
Well, that's the thing. If he wanted the land, he has the land. I mean, the town can't give him
the
land.
But they're taking it from him.
And then I also want to see the rest of the survey for the town's water bill to see how many roads are on private land. Yeah, and are we going to be paying out every time, or are we going to say, roads can go across private land? I don't know.
I don't think you can say that roads can go across private land.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you either have to take the land and pay for it, or make it a city road, or?
And that's where legal counsel would at least allow us to understand the procedure. Like Riley said, there's things where towns have done in intimate domain and actually taken land, but there's a process for it.
It's paid for.
Exactly. It's not just like there, but I don't know the process and I don't know the legal side. I mean, we could go to him and they'd say, oh, you have all the ground to stand on, he has none. Or we'd go to him and it says, he has all the ground to stand on, we have none. And I think that's what's hard is no one knows.
Yeah.
You guys have been arguing over this for over a year.
Yes.
And I don't understand it for a minute. Take him to court, or let him take you to court, let the judge settle it. Don't pay him off, because you won't pay the next one off and the next one off. Take him to court.
Well,
be done with it.
That's where we're at. I mean, I've spent a fair amount of time on the phone with the attorney over the last week, and I will say that we're pretty far down that road at this point in time. So,
what did the attorney say?
Well, it would be pretty foolhardy for us to talk about strategy and.
I'm talking about advice.
What?
Does he say that we have all the ground and Riley has none?
The attorney believes that we are in a very good position. And we can go into executive session and discuss what my discussions with the attorney have been if we would like. But to do it in open meeting would be foolhardy.
I would like personally to understand from a town's point of view, because I think it's crazy to waste money if we don't have to. And if we look at how much we're going to pay in lawyer costs compared to other costs, we are setting a precedent here. And so it makes, I think, a big deal for me personally.
Well,
how do you guys feel about going into executive session to talk about it?
At the last town board, we were informed that Riley had an attorney.
I said that. And it's because the neighbor got an attorney, and I'm positive that when I had a conversation with her, she used both property owners, but I think she was doing it for leverage. Riley assures me he never talked to her. And so I wasn't lying about it. Riley's not lying about it. I believe she used both property owners as a little bit of leverage for the previous discussion.
Okay.
And so.
Would it be cheaper just to extend the culvert and build a road where the town has right there?
The problem is the infrastructure with all the property.
Have all the people that this affects like actually got room together and had a conversation besides this?
Now what? What's the question?
Has anybody that is actually involved in this, like it affects their property and you, and got a room together and discussed this? Rather than, well, I heard this, or I heard this, and well, we heard this, and I don't know. It's an option.
I had a great discussion with Riley about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone seems to have talked to each individual, but I mean, like, all together. To see if you can come to an understanding or an agreement or something before you take this further in the lawyer process.
The big problem is what Susan said earlier. Orderville has a lot of this.
They do, and it's going to be a problem constantly.
Some of the road boundaries go right through people's homes.
They do. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
And so we have to be really, really careful on how we approach. Riley has been taxes on that piece for 9 years.
Right.
It's been trying to be resolved from previous owners.
Yep.
And it's probably going to be a continuous issue for down the road.
Yep.
It's So you don't see any, like, resolve?
I'll tell you my conversation with Riley, my most recent conversation with Riley, the financial ask, we're not close. And I don't think what he's asking for is close to what we'll spend on attorneys, frankly. So I don't think we're going to settle it that way.
But it wasn't much of a negotiation. Like, you start with the price and then you negotiate. You just don't go from a high number to the very lowest number. Like, there's a lot of room to negotiate. And people seem to think that...
That's really not how I felt about the conversation we had. I didn't feel like you were willing to negotiate much.
I'm willing to negotiate. I just don't like to be... And I don't want to use words threatened with... the speaking of sheriffs and the speaking of attorneys and the speaking of this, like I said, it's not personal. Like, I ain't even upset at all. It's nothing personal. It's just an issue that needs to be resolved. And however you think that you need to resolve it, I guess is fine. But regardless what you may think on attorneys, it is expensive, and it's not just a cut and dry deal. Like, I got a buddy of mine going through it right now in Kinnett, who's been doing it for 3.5 years, and still ain't got a result. Like, it's not that simple, regardless what either. If I had an attorney, it's not as simple as he makes it up sound if I had one. Like, it's not, it's something that don't need to be fought over, that to be set down as a group and resolved, I think, very easily.
Can I motion to go into executive session to discuss where we're at? Because I personally, as a representative from the town, have no idea what legally has been told to us. So
It's a discussion item. I think we go into, if you want to do that, let's go into executive session where it is on the agenda. We can't make any decisions tonight anyway.
We're just discussing.
We're not asking for a decision.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. As far as going into a session right now and kicking everybody out and then coming back, we should do that at the end of the meeting.
Where we have the executive session.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I'd be good with that too.
But one thing too, I kind of want to talk to Riley before we do this. The way I see it, there's three options. There's either pay you and buy your land, take you to court and take the land, or lose the land completely. So there's cut and dry. We're either going to win and you lose, or you win and we lose.
Right.
So, and the attorneys win all the way around.
All the way around.
But when we go to court, or vacate the road and just say, it's not a road in Orderville anymore.
And then you're getting sued by somebody else. Because Paul has access that was granted.
We will drop the papers off the next day.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but technically, vacating the roadway path is still there. I mean, I think we would then have to need to improve said road. Yeah, where it's supposed to be. But, I mean, vacating the road in total would probably not be something that you could do without having legal action, but...
Those are like the only options, right?
There's three options. You go to court and take your chances, and 50-50 you win, or 50-50 you lose. If you lose, you spend way more money.
Either buy, pay your money, to buy your land, go to court, or vacate the road.
Yeah,
and deal with the legal repercussions of that.
After we get done with business, we can hop into executive session.
Yes, I did want to let you know what you know.
All right, let's move on to department business, streets and roads.
Yes. We had a good conversation. Burl, Christopher, and I, and two engineers, walked up and down that street to look at it, and
street?
Oh, sorry. Tell me what your
address is. 100 South.
Thank you, 100 South. Yeah, it's dead, Crystal.
Yeah.
I can never remember what it's called. Anyway, 100 South. And we're looking at it with regards to managing water during rainfall. That's what we were looking at, managing the water that comes down and across during rainfall. And the engineers said they want to do a flow rate analysis.
The next 3 days will be a good day to...
Yeah.
Next 3 days with the water. Yeah.
Anyway, so flow rate analysis is what they're going to do that to. They also, I need to come up with how much money is in the budget for the roads and what do we want to do with it, because even though I know it made everybody very angry, I think it was the best thing for the town to chip the roads, and we used quite a bit of our budget because it will extend the life of the roads 20 years. So I'm so sorry that people are wrecking and that rocks are getting flipped up, and it's very annoying. But I do think it used up a big chunk of the money that I don't know how much we have for the engineers yet. But the flow rate analysis has been completed.
And so then you may want to address the 300 South Center down that way. We have some really bad potholes.
Yes, and
those
our road
was the one that did not get done.
That is the road that didn't get done, and that was next on our, what are we going to spend money on?
And that's what I've been trying to tell them, but the ones further down south from me are really, if you go down that road more than 5 miles an hour, it would bust an asphalt.
Yeah, they can't be chipped until they're actually repaired.
It's a good speed control.
You what?
It's a good speed control.
Not for the tourists who come off the hill over there, but it's just, I know some have addressed why did our road not get done.
And
so, and you see them and I'll send them to you.
Tell them to talk to me, I'll be happy.
I will.
And everybody who gets so mad about the roads being chipped, I'm sorry, you can yell at me too. I still did, but I'm sorry.
I have a question, and I don't know if this is a thing or not, but with the expected rain that we are getting, does the town do anything about like helping with sandbags or anything like that? Because now I'm worried about flooding, but now I'm worried about all of the rocks on the road now flooding also into my area. I don't know if the town offers anything.
Do we do sandbags? I don't even know if we even own any.
Well, there's been other towns help with that kind of stuff, but I don't know if that's an option.
I don't know. I will ask and find out, and maybe I'll drop some sandbags off.
I mean, I'm totally fine filling with them. I just didn't know if that was a permanent
argument. It's nothing that's in place for that right now. We've been in a severe drought for long enough that we forgot what rain looked like, and now we're getting some.
We're moving things up. Okay.
So Earl says he could have some. Yeah. We'll see what we can do to get some.
Okay.
Thank you. What else, Susan?
That's done for me.
All right, parks, recreation, cemeteries?
We're in the process of getting the wall done at the cemetery. Earl's working on that. We just have a couple of things coming up in December. We have the wreaths, the veteran wreaths. I'm not sure on the date. I kind of know that next month on that, I think.
December 13th.
On December what?
13th.
On 13th. Alan will be here next meeting to give us some more information on that. And then we have the tree lighting and the light parade the first Saturday in December.
First
the
Saturday?
The 6th. But I can give you the more details on that for next month. But other than that, Sean, did you want to say something about the parks?
Yeah, we did meet with the engineers just before meeting down on 100 South. We met with them to get the engineered plans and went over kind of the project, the scope of what we're looking to do up at the Little League field with the playground and the additional ball field. So they're working on getting that. They're hoping to have us plans within the next like 2 weeks. So it would run like the power, sewer, dirt work, solar for lambs, excavation. They'll have like a set plan and exactly what volumes that we have. They're going to come up and like fly it. And so we gave them a really good scope, and they were definitely a lot more excited about it after like seeing it in person compared to what they had pulled from like online dimensions, as far as knowing that all the way to the end of the ball field, we're already at compaction there compared to the plants, and seeing like where the stakes are in property lines. The longest distances that we have to grow are in like center field, but like all the way into right field, we're already going to be compacted. Like when we go down the 5 feet, we'll actually have like the fence, and then there'll be area behind the fence that's already like ground that we don't have to add to. So they were pretty excited about it, and they said that they would kind of keep us posted and let us know. And so that's moving forward.
Very good. Anything else, Marianne?
No, that's all.
Water department. Oh, I always skip buildings, fire department.
So, well, elementary school's coming to the fire station tomorrow. I guess right the day after meeting last month, we had a fire down on the mountain, kind of east of Mount Carmel Junction. It was Sorensen's is pushing all the trees off their 120 acres, and lightning hit one of the windrows, pretty well burned it all up. But
just left.
We just incorporated, I don't know how many acres of trees up there, that I don't have a fire truck that can get up there. And they're all ours now, what used to be county. So we're thinking maybe a UTV or something to get access up into lightning strike fires and some of that area. So.
Okay.
New fire truck.
I didn't even think about that when we annexed it. But
yeah, there's a lot of issues with that.
Okay.
Opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities with that now.
There is not, because what it still means in ag land, and look at what your recouping and costs and the outlay of costs.
Okay.
Toys. That's what the opportunity is.
Anything else? Water?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
Administration.
The only thing that I have in front of you, admin-wise, is I gave you the revenue and expenditure comparison for the budget. As we are starting the fourth month into it, it just gives you the breakdown of the revenues and expenditures. It's part of what is expected after the audit that we give you a report of it. So it's just some reading material if you would like, or if you have questions ever.
Okay. Are you finding the text system working?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like it.
I love it.
Okay.
It is actually really simple on our side. They did really great at training, and were persistent and giving us the documents to also prep to get it ready, getting it on our website, and then just using it. I think it's going to be great.
Okay. Excellent.
Can we use that to like send information out?
Mm-hmm.
Like this wreath thing coming up, so I don't have to send letters.
Oh, you haven't you gotten texts?
Yeah, she sent a text that it was going to be closed today because they were at a meeting.
Yeah, yesterday.
I like that.
So it was like, good.
And to reschedule the town council meeting.
Yeah.
I like getting those texts.
All right. Other necessary items?
I don't think so. I don't have anything. Chelsea, you got anything?
I don't have anything.
Sorry, I kept you guys yesterday. I didn't my order down for us, and it's okay. I thought that I'm not going to have to do it. It was thousand of
I motion to go into executive session.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, I'll be there. So I'll